Insights, solutions, and networking all come together at RSA Conference. Join a global cybersecurity community at rsaconference.com/ITSPMAG24.
Welcome to the ITSP Magazine Podcast Network, a modern, innovative multimedia platform, broadcasting ideas and connecting minds. Every company has a story to tell, from the small startup to the large enterprise, and everything in between. This is one of them. We hope you enjoy this brand story conversation.
Marco.
Sean.
We are on our way.
Vroom, vroom.
you're revving the engine.
Yeah, except it's going to be an airplane this year. So
you're revving the airplane's engine. I don't know if the pilots are like that.
If they let me drive it, I wouldn't trust myself. But you know, I've seen the movie Airplane a couple of times.
Yeah, I was going to go the serious mock thing when you went to the airplane movie.
No, don't let me pilot an airplane.
No. All right, I won't let you do that. I'm glad you're on for this, though, because we are talking about piloting our journey to RSA Conference, where there's a lot of cool stuff coming out and a lot of research being done. And our good friends at AT&T Cybersecurity, more specifically Teresa Lanovitz, has some news she'll be sharing. And I'm thrilled to have you on, Teresa. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me on. It's great to speak with both of you.
Yep, it's going to be fun. And this is a prelude to our real chat in broadcast, Dolly. I'm really looking forward to that as well. We'll get into some more of the nitty gritty. Before we get into today's topic, though, Teresa, a few words about your role at AT&T Cybersecurity and anything else you want to share that might help folks understand who you are and why we're chatting today.
Indeed. My name is Teresa Lanovitz, as you mentioned, and I'm head of cybersecurity evangelism with AT&T Cybersecurity. And my role entails evangelism, going out, speaking with great people such as yourselves, but also thought leadership. And thought leadership is what we're going to talk about here. And also, I think in our time at Broadcast Alley, coming up at RSA, we'll be releasing our annual thought leadership report for 2024. But at AT&T Cybersecurity, what we do is we focus on simplifying security. And we do that through three ways: through our experienced consultants. And with consulting, with our experienced consulting team, you can really focus on predicting and protecting your security investments and your business intelligence. And again, simplification, that theme of simplification through our managed security services, you can really help simplify your cybersecurity strategy by working with a strategic extension of your own team through our managed security services. And third is the visibility that you gain by working with us and our AT&T Alien Labs threat intelligence team to be able to give you that visibility into what's going on to help you be able to innovate while managing your risk. So that's what we do at AT&T Cybersecurity.
I love it. I'm picturing a circle. I think in diagrams and images, if people don't know this already, but I'm picturing a circle where you have to have visibility so you can understand where complexity is putting you at risk or exposing your organization and your intelligence and your IP and whatever, so that you can then simplify and kind of complete that circle. So I love that you describe it that way in terms of the services you offer.
Indeed. And I like your circle analogy, because that circle, it represents continuity as well, because it's continuous. It's never ending. And you're always focusing on what you're doing with cybersecurity. You always have to be assessing your risk. You always have to have that visibility, and you want to make sure that your team is as strategic as possible.
And the circle is a very simple image, but also a perfect image. And I don't know, you know, perfection is what we aim for in this industry, but we also know that it's kind of like the ideal that maybe it's never going to be reached, but we're always going to do the best that we can. And every year when you go to RSA conference, there is something that is trending, that is new. So I'm expecting AT&T Cybersecurity will be there unveiling a few interesting things this year. So you, anything you want to tease the audience with?
Well, I always, you talk about the perfect symbol, and I always talk about the fact that cybersecurity is a journey, not a destination. And as you mentioned, we go to RSA, and there are always provocative things there at RSA that make us think just a little bit differently or cause us to go back and say, what if? And this year, the theme at RSA is Art of Possible. And I think we'll be seeing a lot of forward-looking things at RSA. And speaking of forward-looking, as I mentioned, we're going to be launching our big thought leadership piece for 2024 at RSA on May 7th. And it is a way to think about the future in a 12 to 36 month horizon. And what we did in 2023 was we looked at this concept of edge realities. We said, there are a lot of new use cases coming out. We have these endpoints that are just scattered everywhere around the planet. We have to secure and protect those endpoints because if an adversary comes in, they can move laterally through our network, of course, and cause significant damage. We have to be aware of the attack types that are out there, specifically based upon the vertical market that we might be in. We have to also be thinking about how we're going to collaborate and communicate internally a little bit better to make sure that we have this ecosystem that we're building out. And then we also have to figure out how we're going to bring in these trusted third-party advisors to help us with this new type of computing. Now, in 2024, what we wanted to look at was what is going on in this area of cyber resilience. So we'll take a look in this thought leadership report about the barriers to cyber resilience, look at how cybersecurity resilience really matters to the organization, and then also look at what the business really needs to do to be able to operationalize cyber resilience, cybersecurity, how they can think of things more holistically. And then we'll offer 5 tips on how to be more cyber resilient within your organization and start on that journey. And the genesis of the idea for this report was based upon the fact that over the past couple of decades, cybersecurity has been fairly isolated. It's been a technical problem. But now we see that cybersecurity is really a business requirement. So thinking about how that business could offer cyber resilience in the face of, yes, certainly a cyber attack, but also in the event of maybe unforeseen weather, some other unforeseen man-made incident that would cause your IT organization to go down. And that requires having pretty good visibility into the IT estate. So without giving away too much, just kind of walk you down that path a little bit and say we're going to be talking about visibility into the IT estate, how organizations are saying, yes, we want to innovate, and we know that innovation brings risk, so what they're doing with that, and then taking a look holistically at what organizations are doing to make themselves more cyber resilient.
And I love the word operationalize, and I'm going to connect that to resilience. And I don't know if you can share some insights into how organizations you work with look at resilience and operationalizing that, excuse me, because they, to your point, the IT is a big part of it, but there's much more to a business world than just systems and data. So how do organizations look at resilience? How are they encapsulating IT and cybersecurity in that broad view of resilience that's helping to shape how you serve them with the services and offerings that you have?
That is such a great connection, tying resilience to operationalizing. And if you think about where we are now at this point in time, 2024, the IT estate, everything that we have, it's gotten big, complex, unwieldy, and it shows no sign of slowing down because we've moved beyond the four walls of our organization where we have these IoT devices. We are using computer on the go. One of the things we talked about in our 2023 research was the fact that this idea of edge computing says there are no boundaries, and you want to have your workloads, your hosting, your applications closer to where that data is being generated and consumed. So you have this big unwieldy IT estate. But now the business is saying, wait a second, we have to understand from a cyber resilience perspective, from an entire business perspective, how can we take a look at everything we have and still maintain those service level agreements we have with our clients in the event of a cyber breach, but also in the event of some sort of weather disaster, some sort of other man-made accident that might take us offline. And that's one of the things with AT&T Cybersecurity, through our consulting services, through our managed security services, through our threat intelligence and visibility that we provide through threat intelligence. That's one of the things that we work with organizations on, is helping to make them more cyber resilient, understanding what needs to be done across the entire business, not just from a cybersecurity perspective, not just saying, oh, you need to implement these three cybersecurity controls and you're going to be great. What we are able to do is, from a consulting perspective, be able to go in and really focus on this idea of cyber resilience and help organizations go through that process of bringing those previous probably silos inside of an organization together. So bringing together the different IT teams, the operations team, the application development team, the cybersecurity team, the line of business team, other stakeholders in the organization who have a vested interest in the event of some unforeseen accident. So that's really where we come in from a consulting perspective and can help.
All I heard is cyber resilience is business resilience. So you cannot have that without being cyber secure. And it's about being ready.
Correct.
Is that something that nowadays, because of working remotely, the complexity of the business that applies to everyone, it's something that you look at, as you said, in a holistic way, but not just in terms of organization-wide, but also for small, medium businesses, mom-and-pop shop. I mean, everybody is part of this ecosystem. So how important is to be in every single aspect of our life?
Such an excellent point that you bring up, because you talked about maybe the larger enterprise and then maybe the smaller mid-sized businesses, or even getting into a smaller business, into a mom and pop shop. They may be part of that larger ecosystem, that larger supply chain. And this is one of the things that we need to focus on as well. We look at the supply chain, and we can couch that supply chain discussion in two parts. The physical supply chain. So if I'm making some type of goods, some type of widget, who am I buying my materials from? Who is shipping my widget out? How is it being handled at retail, for example? And then you also look at the software supply chain. And the software supply chain, as well as that physical supply chain, we've seen attacks on both the physical supply chain and the software supply chain. So in both cases, you have to make sure that you understand that complexity of the supply chain. Are the suppliers in that supply chain, are they secure? Are they doing the right things to make sure that your data is secure? Are they doing the right things to make sure that the software that you might be bringing in to make some sort of custom application inside of your organization, is that software secure as well?
Yeah, and it makes me think of data supply chain. It's flowing everywhere, from everywhere to everywhere. And so how, back to this report that that you're going to announce or release at RSA conference, what I want to understand is how it shapes two things. One, how you approach the conversations with your customers, and how they can use the same information to better prepare themselves for those same conversations. Because I think getting everybody on the same page and understanding, here's where we are, here's where we need to go, here's kind of the path we need to take, helps move things along more quickly, but also, to your first point, it simplifies things, right? If you're on the same page. So how does the report, how do you expect that to kind of shape both directions there?
Excellent question. And this report is thought leadership. So what I always advise people to do is read the report, take it back to your organization, and start the discussion in your organization. For example, one of the bits of research that we have in there every year is, what is your biggest attack concern? Is it DDoS? Is it ransomware? Is it business email compromise? Is it phishing? And we always have that broken out by industry. So you can take a look at your industry and say, oh, my industry is more concerned about this attack type. Is this something that we're really prepared for? Is this something that we're ready to remediate immediately if something like this were to happen to us? So take it back, start those conversations inside your organization. The other thing to do is at the end of the report, we have 5 pieces of actionable advice for people to start down this path of cyber resilience. So take a look at the end of that report, start with those big strategic ideas of building out cyber resilience, take that back to your organization. You can use this report as a guidepost, as a planning tool, as a way to start conversations. So this is what thought leadership is really meant to do, is to provoke thought among the readers and among the readers who can take it back and use it and implement it inside of their organizations.
Very cool. So we are very excited to be right there, one of the first to actually hear about the report when you unveil that. But it's not just you, even if we're lucky to talk to you. You have an entire team there at the booth in the expo hall. We want people to come there to engage with your team. What can they expect when they decide?
Absolutely.
So, I know there is espresso and pretzel, which is a very good thing, but
we absolutely want people to come visit us at RSA. And at RSA, you can see the full AT&T cybersecurity team there inside of our booth at RSA. We're at booth number 6155 in Moscone. And you can see demos. I know we're going to have refreshments. You can get refreshments. You can sit in our theater, watch a theater presentation. And also there are 2 presentations at RSA conference that I'm going to be doing. One, I'll be giving a presentation on the thought leadership report that we're announcing. And our president, Sundar Annamalai, is also presenting as well. So there are 2 opportunities to come to RSA conference, hear people from AT&T Cybersecurity speak, come by our booth, get a refreshment, sit down in the theater, enjoy yourself, watch demos, find out what AT&T Cybersecurity is all about, and enjoy RSA.
Yep. So both of those sessions are Wednesday. So May 8th at 3:55, Sundar has his keynote, Possibilities, Risks, and Rewards of Cyber Tech Convergence. So that sounds like a fun one. It has the word possibility in there, right? The art of possible. And then your session, of course, is earlier that day, 1:15. We cover the new research that reveals 5 new trends for cyber resilience. And so I encourage everybody to attend those. And if you want to hang out and see Teresa and I chat, we're gonna be Moscone North, right at the entrance to the expo hall in the broadcast alley. And you and I, Teresa, get to have fun getting into the nitty gritty. What is that thought leadership? What are the numbers? What are the facts? What are the trends? How does it work? Why does it matter? What's the outcome we want to achieve? We're gonna get into all that. And like you're not sharing any of those points with us yet, I'm not gonna share my final question to you yet. I'm gonna leave that one secret.
And we're building suspense. We're creating a cliffhanger on your podcast, Sean.
That's right. So please, it's Thursday at 1:30, Moscone North, the broadcast alley. Come by, say hi to Teresa. You can say hi to me if you like as well, but mostly Teresa, and have a chat with her about the report and everything else that AT&T Cybersecurity is doing. So Teresa, it's been fantastic chatting with you. I'm excited to see the results of this effort that I know took some time and an annual thing. And I'm excited to see what's coming out of it and have that chat with you.
We're thrilled to share it with the world. We can't wait. And it was great talking with you, Sean and Marco. Thank you so much.
Well, looking forward to see you and to see everybody that is watching here, anybody that can make it to RSA conference. Not everybody will. It's San Francisco is far away for a lot of people, but that's why Sean and I are going to be there talking again with people like you and sharing everything that happened on the floor as much as we can with our content. So everybody stay tuned, follow us, and be sure to catch up a conversation with Teresa and AT&T Cybersecurity coming up right from Broadcast Alley.
Love it. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Insights, solutions, and networking all come together at RSA Conference. Join a global cybersecurity community at rsaconference.com/ITSPMAG24.
We hope you enjoyed this episode and that you will come back for more brand stories on ITSP Magazine. If you want to share your company's brand story, go to ITSPMagazine.com and explore our advertising options to learn more. Remember to share this podcast with your friends, family, and colleagues, and stay tuned for more brand stories as we continue our journey toward redefining cybersecurity, technology, and society.